Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, thank you for joining us. This is Love Walk International Ministries Incorporated. I'm Lady Carolyn.
I'm Elder Elect Clayton Evans.
And again, we'd like to thank you for joining us tonight. Our show will be operating in love through accountability to each other. But before we get started, we would like to have some prayer so that we can decrease and God can increase.
True and living God, we are so thankful once again being your service, Father God. We just ask, Father God, that your spirit be prevalent among us this evening, dear Heavenly Father, so that we can speak the truth of your word, dear Heavenly Father. Lead us and guide us in your truth. We ask these things in Jesus' name, Lord, that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Elder Elect Clayton. And again, I am Lady Carolyn, and we're going to be talking about operating in love through accountability to each other. You know, that each time we come on, the lesson is always. Tonight we'll be discussing the importance of being there for each other, supporting one another, being proactive instead of reactive, and strengthening our love for each other, learning how to operate in love by being where we are supposed to be and being available to each other as needed. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And we're going to be coming out of John 9th chapter, 41st verse, coming out of the Message Bible. It says, Jesus said, if you were really blind, you would be blameless. But since you claim to see everything so well, you're accountable for every fault and failure. Amen. The word of God. Amen. Amen. And the word accountable means required or expected to justify actions or decisions, responsible, explicable, understandable, answerable, and we're going to define answerability. Answerability is liable to be asked to give account. It's another word for responsible. And explicable also is able to be accounted for or understood. So we definitely want to be accountable, held accountable, and being able to let you know exactly what it is that we're talking about tonight. And being accountable to each other is very important to us. We talk about this a lot still.
It's prevalent on a daily basis. So where one's mate is, and to be available and accountable. You know, when we first came up with this topic, first thing that came to my mind was my cell phone. And you used to call me on many occasions, and I wouldn't answer. You know. Thing that you were most concerned with was, you know, what is something that happened to me and I needed you, you know. I wouldn't be able to, you know, let you know what was going on because you never had the phone call. Answering that phone call, it was just an example of being accountable and answerable to others that are just in your family, those that are important to you. It is very important that we are accountable to one another, you know, as you never know what could happen or might happen, and that concern is really rooted and based in love for one another. So it's something that is a very important thing.
It is very important because, you know, like I used to tell you, and I tell my son the same thing, you know, one of the saddest answers to the question, where is your husband or where is your child, is I don't know.
Amen.
You know, and being accountable means that you do let someone know, you know, where you are, what you're doing, you know. And it's not about stalking a person or smothering a person. It's that accountability that if we are such a big part of each other's life, You know, we should be accessible at all times because you are my personal contact. You're my emergency contact. You know, you're the one that's my next kin. You know, so
part of me.
Exactly. So, you know, I shouldn't have to wonder where you are or have to look for you, you know, or imagine, you know, because one of the things that used to bother me, especially when, you know, life was torn up in the marriage, was that not knowing where you were, you know, would lead me to my own imagination, you know. And whenever we're going through things and we're sick in our mind, you know, about our relationships, you know, we never pull up good stuff, you know, about where you could be, you know. It's always this negative tape that's playing, you know. You could be with her, you know. You could be in a position that I would hate to see you in, you know, like you was talking about, you know, maybe an accident, you know. The mind is always going to bring up something that's going to be torturous to our spirit, you know, and it's because of that lack of accountability. But when we're able to know, you know, we go out the door now, I'm headed this way, you know. Even if the wind blows you in a different direction, at least I know which direction you went in, you know. But if I have no clue of which way, or you have no clue of which way I am, if something does happen, we wouldn't even know where to start looking. We wouldn't even know who to contact, you know. Accountability also goes with
the ultimate form of respect.
It really is.
Because it lets you know, so you don't have to know. Because when you're saying that about torture, you know, that's the enemy. One of his devices is torment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a form of torment our loved one in when we don't really know what's going on.
Right.
You know, especially in the wee hours, you know,
mm-hmm.
Is he in the hospital, is he dead, is he hurt, or what is going on, you know what I'm saying? So that's something else to think about, too, when it comes to being accountable for one, conduct, actions, and where not.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Because, you know, when we learn how to operate in love, you know, we do want to be where we're supposed to be. You know, and any time that we can be responsible enough to know that, you know, we aim to be exactly where it is that we're supposed to be, you know. We don't have to guess. We don't have to wonder. We don't have to worry, you know. Everybody is accountable for, you know.
It gives you that peace of mind.
Definitely. You know? Definitely. And it gives that peace in your heart, you know, because it instills that trust also, you know. If you tell me that you're going a certain place or you're going to do a certain thing, I could trust you to do that. You know, there was a time when that wasn't like that. You know, you say you're going one way and you know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, he lying, you know. You know, and it's been times that those words that I uttered was true. You know, you were not accountable, you know. Same thing with me. You know, I say I'm going one place, you know, and one thing that we have to realize is that whenever we're not being accountable, we liars. You know, we're not being truthful and trustworthy. You know, in order to be able to instill trust and have trust in your life, you have to be trustworthy people.
Right.
You know, and trustworthy people are accountable. They are responsible. You know, they do want the other people to know that what they say, my word is bond. You know, I'm not going to be a woman that I'm going to say something that's not true because of something. I got some hidden agendas, you know. No secrets like we were talking about the other night, you know. There's no need for anything to be expressed in a negative way or leaving, you know, leaving things out. You know how we omit, we talked about that the other night too, how you admit part of it. You say you're going to Walmart, but Walmart is really the last place you're going to go. And you just going to go back by there so you can get a Walmart bag to prove you went there, you know. But your primary place that you were going was someplace entirely different, you know. And we have to be careful about that in relationships, because what we want to be able to instill is, you know, be the kind of children of God that God can be proud of, our behavior, you know, because our actions and our behavior, that's what shows love. People see what you do, you know, people can understand more about who you are from what you do. No matter what you say, what you do is more accountable of your actions than anything you could ever say.
That is so true. And then it sets an example, too, you know, as parents, we expect for our children to do the same, you know. If you're going to be somewhere, say you're going to be somewhere, be where you say you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very guilty of that. Numerous.
Not being
where I was supposed to be. And then when something came up, a little trouble, a little whatever, you know, first question, well, why were you there? You're supposed to be so-and-so place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it goes back that far. You know, it's something that we want to make our core value, you know, as far as, you know, our character and what it is that, like you said, you want to represent, especially being a child of God. So our ability is something that's really paramount in a relationship, you know, to be able to trust and believe in that person as far as, you know, where they're going to be, where they say they're going to be.
How they gonna do what they say they're gonna do. You know, and accountability for a wife, you know, we have to look at, you know, what's the wife's responsibility to her husband, you know. I'm your helpmeet. That means that I help you meet those decisions that you make. You know, I help meet your visions. You know, I help meet those things that we need to come together on. It doesn't mean that I make decisions for you. You know, it doesn't mean that I got to be the one that tell you where you should be, where you should go, who you should be with, how long you should be there. You know, I'm not your mommy, you know. And I had to come to realize that, you know, because what part of what the enemy was torturing me with, wanting that control over you because of my own insecurities and my own fears, you know. Because when we go into relationships, especially, you know, the way that we went into our relationship, you know, my story about us is still the same. You know, we met, you know, we fell madly in bed, you know, we got married and then we tried to get to know each other. So that made it real hard, you know, to try to learn who this person is that I'm with now, you know, and what's my responsibility to him.
I'm definitely out of order.
Exactly.
And a lot of relationships start like that. You
mm-hmm.
know? And that goes to show us how important order is. You know, I'm not saying that life is going to be smooth sailing, but order helps keep things in perspective as far as, you know, getting to know that person. Because, you know, at the time, it might not have been a good idea for us to get together.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, being fleshly creatures, we have a tendency to go that route.
Mm-hmm.
But by the grace of God, I do believe that it was His divine plan for us to be together, because look at where we're at now. Look at how much we've accomplished in Him, despite
mm-hmm.
us. You know, so he was definitely the center of it all, you know, even when you couldn't see it. So we just give thanks and praise to God for that.
Right. And that's part of the ministry, you know, of Love Walk Ministries is for others to understand that, you know, it's never going to be a perfect road. You know, there's going to always be some bumps and some things that come up and, you know, some misunderstandings, some misdealings, you know. But under everything and anything that we can create in our walk, anything, there's always love upon all of that. And when we start taking things off of that love, you know, we'll find out that love is still there because love never fails. You know, and God said in his word, you know, that we read tonight, he said that we are accountable for every fault and failure, you know, because it's not love that fails, it's us, you know, and we have to find out, you know, what it is that we're doing wrong, you know, that makes our relationship fail, you know, if I'm not being accountable. You know, how big is that in my relationship? How important is that to the other person? You know, because we got to start looking at what it means to have somebody else in your life, you know, and what value are you bringing to the table now that you do have someone else in your life? Because it can't be all about me, 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 me anymore.
That's a selfish nature. And you never accomplish anything with that. You know, that destroys the relationship, you know, being selfish and inconsiderate and not willing to give, which is that most important aspect of love, is the giving part.
Right, and being a cheerful giver.
That's that.
Mm-hmm. Because it does make a difference, you know, when we do give whatever it is we're giving, whether it's time, whether it's money, that respect, you know, caring, sharing. We need to be able to do that cheerfully, you know, because so many times people will do things for each other.
Ooh,
but
what you say?
The attitude behind it, you know, is definitely. Yeah.
You know,
and it's so, yeah.
Murmuring and complaining, and, you know, I do, but I sure
don't want to.
You know, and there needs to be a willingness behind it and a genuine warmth in doing for others. Because therefore, we allow that love and caring and sharing to be able to do it in a cheerful manner. Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of that responsibility of being accountable, too, you know, because it's accountable to help. If I can help, I'm supposed to help. I'm accountable for that. You know, God said that if I see a man without, I'm supposed to give. If I got it, I'm supposed to give it. If it's my last, I'm supposed to give it because there's somebody that needs it, you know. And in relationships, we have to realize that that's something that we need to do, like we were talking about that charity that begins at home. We need to be able to do that at home, you know. You remember when I started writing and I was talking about Treat Your Mate Like Company, because you know how pleasant we are to our company, you know, the company comes over, you know, we're the perfect hostess, you know. We want to make sure that they're comfortable. We want to invite them to stuff that we have. You want something to eat. You want something to drink, you know. But we have people in the house that we live with, you know, that we won't even wonder, are you thirsty, you know.
Yeah, kind of like ships in the night.
Yeah, care, are you comfortable, you know, or help you with something, you know. I'm like, you know, I remember when you used to ask me stuff and I used to have my little attitude and I'm like, oh, man, I know he didn't ask me that. No. You know, or either, you know, like you said, begrudgingly, when my yes sound like a growl, you know. And, you know, that's not good, responsible, loving behavior. You know, to have towards somebody to say that you care about, you know, our responsibility to be able to talk to each other in love and kindness gives accountability for what we feel in our hearts, you know. And we need to be able to share those things on a consistent basis.
Yeah. And it's such an atmosphere, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Being pleasant to be around and, you know, not having the drama and whatnot in the relationship. It's just such a serene place to be.
Yeah.
You know, so accountability plays a great part in, you know, dealing with one another on a daily basis. You know, being able to say, I can reach out and cut you. I don't care where you at, what it is I need, what's going on. You know, I might even just have a question for you.
Right.
So it's coming up on us to just be very important.
And now that we do have cell phones, you know, the convenience of that is, you know, such a blessing because, you know, there are times when you might just want to hear, you know, the person that you care about, you
yeah.
know, or you see something, you know. And, you know, I still want to stress to you, take it with you when you leave home, you know, and answer it when your family is not home, you know, because because when your family is not home, you know, you're the contact. You're the contact. So if you put your phone on silent, you know, and leaving it on silent, and we calling and calling and calling, and we ain't got nobody else to call, you know, that's not a good feeling, you know. And it's the same way, you know, because, you know, now that we got call ID, you know, a lot of times we can look at the phone and see somebody calling and, you know, oh, I'll talk to them later. And I remember I did that when my friend died, you know, and it was his wife was calling. She was calling everybody. Get it when I get, you know, a little time. And when I called, he was gone. You know, he was gone. And, you know, you just never know because we don't know the day or the time, you know. So we have to be mindful that being accountable to each other is very important, you know, in respect of being able to make those calls and answer those calls, you know, because it takes a lot for a person to even call another person, you know what I'm saying? That means something.
It does mean something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're tuning the thoughts and the hearts of that individual, and that does mean a lot.
Yeah, you know, and it shouldn't be taken for granted. And they want some. They have somebody in your life that wants to know where you are, you know. And like I said, not to the point of stalking, you know. You got
yeah.
some people that call you all day and all night. And sometimes they want to know what you're doing, what you're doing now, what you're doing now. Okay, well, I was just checking on me for what? You just checked on me a cuckoo, you know. That's irritating, you know. You don't need to be that type of person, that type of mate, or that type of friend. You know, that means that there's something, yeah, that you need to deal with, you know, or something that you need to be doing in your life because bored people do that, you know. And people that are bored are people that are boring, you know. If you ain't doing nothing, of course you're bored, you know. But when you start enhancing things in your own life, you know, you'll find out, you'll start valuing other people's time more because then you start understanding the value of time, you know. But when you don't have anything to do but sit around and call somebody and bug them, you know, that's not a good place to be, you know. But, you know, accountability, and I think that we're getting a whole lot better with that, better than we've ever been, you know, and I'm real grateful to God for helping
for
us with that, you know, because I remember just leaving and going and just be gone, you know. And, you know, if you're going to be spending a lot of time away longer than you think that you should have been, you know, get that person a call, you know, this is what I'm doing, you know. Or I'll be there soon, you know. This is what's going on. If things didn't work out the way I thought it was going to work out, you know, being responsible enough to something has changed, you know, to keep that person from going up in their head thinking, should I call the jail? Should I call the hospital? You know, having those intrusive thoughts, you know.
Pick up my Smith & Wesson.
We would
go.
Oh, man, I tell you. I definitely don't miss those days.
God is good.
So grateful.
God is so good. And I thank him for deliverance, for setting us free from those types of behavior because, like I said, there's nothing like having that peace. The being feeling of nothing in the world. Peace of knowing that, you know, where my family's at.
Right.
You know, some people.
Yeah, your people right here. And it's good for us to know where you are, you know, because those nights that we didn't know where you were, you know, sometimes we try to act like we didn't care, but, you know, it's just an act, you know, when people get upset with people and I'm telling you, you can drive people away too. You know, I was talking to some females about this earlier, and you know, you have to make the home a place where a person wants to be, in order for them to want to be there or want to come back there. You know, because I know that the worse I was, the longer you stayed away. You know, and you probably didn't have a whole lot to do in the amount of time that you had to stay away, but the thought of coming home was not appealing, you know. And I used to drive by myself, drive by the house. If I see a light on, I'm like, not tonight. Then you just keep going, find one more thing to do. Maybe if I do this, then he'll be asleep by the time I get home, you know. It is. It really is. But relationships get like that. We know that firsthand, you know.
Yeah.
And trying to be able to learn how to operate in love, you know, to help other people not to have to suffer through that, you know. Those things that we had to deal with, you know, everybody don't have to go through that. You know, people can find their way, you know, and find out what it is that's harmful in a relationship and fix issues, address them, identify them, you know, address them, you know, and
everything Jesus and the Lord deal with, help you work through those issues and stuff. I can see myself trying to start over in a relationship ever again.
Thank God for that.
This is it. You know, this is where my heart stops, right here. You know, to dwell. This is my dwelling place in you. Not going anywhere. It's too heavy for me, to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Take it to the altar.
Mm-hmm.
He will definitely work it out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Be it you or be it me, whichever the case is, you know, he'll work it out. So I'm just thankful and grateful that we have come to that point that we are accountable and not dealing with one another.
Yeah, you are.
He says, I'll be the glory.
Yeah. All righty then. Well, I guess that will wrap it up for us tonight. And we will be doing another episode tomorrow night. And I look forward to that. And I look forward to ministering with you again. You know, D-Lick. You know, I appreciate your input and everything that you do.
Definitely, Lady Carolyn.
A wonderful journey, having a love walk with you. And we pray us out.
Spirit of the true and living God. Again, we come before your throne, Father God, giving you thanks and praise for another opportunity to be used by you, Father God. We thank you that your spirit is ever prevalent with us, the Heavenly Father, as we seek to continue to walk in love, Father God. And we ask now, Father God, that as we leave this place, we never leave your presence. We ask these things in Jesus' name, just that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And we want to thank you for joining us. We hope that you will join us again and again and again and tell your friends. And always we just like to say that we want you to know that no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what the situation is, the lesson
is
always love.
Amen.
Amen.